Namaste. My name is Rui Simmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, is 5 times praying enough? For sure not. If we see how many times we are checking our smartphone or using our smartphone, tablets or PC, then what is 5 times praying? If we want to gain something, we have to do something for it. And if we want to have faith in God or to connect with God, then we have to surrender to God. And I by myself have decided that, and this means to be honest under all circumstances, because this is what God wants, that I care for the people, for sure. And for sure, God is number one in my life, that I surrender my life to God. And then I get also the things from it. It's easy. On the other hand, I can understand it. Religion and the religion leaders are not so popular anymore or so down because of the sex and corruption scandals of the great well-known religion leaders. I want to start just here with the Catholic Church. Oh my God. Okay, the last Pope, for instance, had to redesign, had to leave his job, with other words, because of crime. This means slaughtering of native Canada children, and then sexual abusing is also clear, and poisoning of the population, corruption, all these things. Actually, he didn't have done it, but the members of the church had done it, and he had known it. So that 50% of the Catholic members in the USA left the church because of the sexual abuse of their kids from the Catholic priest in the church. It's so awful. Okay, what can we then expect? The other thing is, yeah, for the Dalai Lama, is everything good? Also, Bush was good and so on. So I read a book from Chogyam Trungpa. He was a famous meditation master. And after some time, I read that he died on too much alcohol consumption as a meditation master, as a famous meditation master. And I thought there must be something wrong. So I've lived about 1.5 years in Tibetan community, and so I know very much, too much, and I don't want to tell you everything. So this means, so this Lama title, you can, so the rich families are buying the Lama title for their first child, or the Rinpoche, this should be divine, also incarnation. And there's the highest priest, highest religion leaders, direct under the Dalai Lama, they procreate their own kids with a secret wife or even openly. And for sure the kids are again divine incarnation or Rinpoches. And they're making so much money, like crazy, corruption. Okay. And then you see, for instance, here I'm living in Thailand, also the sex and corruption scandals are so normal. so you get really used on it in Thailand. And so then we're looking on the next. So in Turkey, it was a new law that you can marry women or girls under 16 years and have sex with them. This is a new law recently, no? And then you hear from Iran that they have hanged a girl who had contact just one time, spoke to a stranger, and then, and she didn't have any sexual contact. She was a virgin. Or you see the scandals in Germany, it's so awful. So the German said, okay, Syrian, you can come to us, we will help us. And it became worse and worse that the Syrian refugees are raping the German girls like crazy. So that the girls cannot go outside anymore. For them, the girls are just like animals. For the worst Muslim countries, a woman has no right at all, has no soul, they can make with them what they want. And this all under the religion. Okay, if we think it farther, God, religion has nothing to do with sex. So the sex was just to make, if we enjoy our sex, the sex leader is saying that is bad. And by the self, they enjoy it by the self. If you see, for instance, in the Hindu culture, the Hindu gurus, sex and corruption scandals, read the book, for instance, Holy Hell, about Mata Amritananda Mai, or he's the president of the Hindus. Or from Shri Shing Moy, Peace Nobel Prize, cartwheels in the sari. Or India is today the biggest slaughterhouse in the world, and the population are Hindus. For Hindus, is forbidden to kill and eat meat. Oh, so then for sure there is no faith anymore. Still, we can live for ourselves, our faith. And what I'm saying first is very simple, no? Sex, you can have as you want, has nothing to do with religion. It was just to blackmail the people, to make them a bad conscience, and then to squeeze them out. You can make money as you want. This has nothing to do with God. You can be rich, poor, you can everything like that. Because money is not connected to religion, sex is not connected to religion, okay? You can very bad if you are rich, or you can very bad if you are poor. It doesn't depend on that. But the main thing is to be honest. Absolute to be honest, regardless of what. And the next point, to care for people and to care for your religion, for God. It's just very simple. And for sure, love is the highest thing, but if you cannot love everybody, at least we should try to help and to care for everybody. Small steps in the right direction will, after some time, we will reach our goal. And if God is seeing that we try our best, even we are the worst guy before in the world, God will help us. We're making just one step towards God, and God is running to us. And I've seen it again and again, regardless how worse the people had been before. So the thing is easy. We make the first step. God comes to us. It's just so simple, no? So, and if the leaders are bad in the religion, that's quite common. We don't care. On the other hand, what can we expect from our future if we see all this cheating, printing money like crazy, that the people abusing religion people and so on, and faith and abusing and bullying and God and so on. What we can expect? And there's a last quote I want to say. If everything would be perfect, who would think on God anymore? This quote is from Attar, one of the greatest sufis. Thank you that I could speak over it, and bye.